Will your life insurance company pay you 70% to 90% of your policy's face value should you suffer a qualifying chronic illness or critical injury? Ours will. If you answered no, go to www.getstartedwithlivingbenefits.com and request a brochure on Understanding Life Insurance with Living Benefits. Visit getstartedwithlivingbenefits.com today and get covered. Terms and conditions may apply.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network. All black, all news, all you. We're changing the way Chicago communicates with the world. CBBN Business Journals, weekdays at 11 a.m. CST. The Tough Questions, weekdays at noon. To listen now, visit chicagosblackbusinessradionetwork.com. Sonia Cassandra Perdue, Executive Producer.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Welcome to Heart Relationship Podcast. The Heart to Heart Relationship Podcast is a spinoff of the virtual interactive Heart to Heart Relationship Talk Show. It's a show that gives its audience a platform to ask and discuss taboo questions on all things relationship. The podcast version of the Heart to Heart Relationship Show is hosted by me, life coach, Just Plain Selfish. I am a life coach, mentor, and motivational speaker. My focus is on self-care, which is indeed love the best care, because I promise nobody can do you better than you can do yourself. I encourage you to listen, but also join the conversation. You can submit open letters, questions, and topics that will be discussed with our celebrity panel and then presented back to you live on this podcast. And remember, along with the saying, "No question goes unanswered," Heart to Heart Relationship Podcast also wants you to know that no topic is taboo. We all are in different types of relationships, but we all want better quality relationships, whether we started out as friends or went straight to being lovers. The question is, how can we make this happen? So tune in as we tackle topics from A to Z, from a fun, honest, and informative point of view. At Heart to Heart, we're here to help navigate the communication barriers, work around the emotional walls, and offer solutions from a specialized point of view on relationship topics, trials, and situationships that have one time or another, at least once, plagued us all. You have to know, whatever you're going through, we as a community are here, and you're not alone in it. Someone has been through it before you, and we all have questions, and we all want answers. So listen in as we discuss stories and real-life situations from our listeners. There may be someone you can relate to, a lesson in someone else's story, or you may just gain some new insight that could benefit you too. This is a judgment-free zone, a community, kind of like a family. So come in, friends, and make yourself at home with me, your host, Just Plain Selfish. You want to join the conversation? Shoot me an email to justplainselfish@gmail.com. Now, today's quick conversation topic is about monogamy. To be or not to be, a conversation about monogamy. Now, we have a question from a friend. Our friend's question is, so my partner of 2 years says that all people are beautiful, especially women, and he can't help but to acknowledge their true beauty. He compliments pretty women when we are out all the time. He's never really flirtatious or disrespectful, and we do have a happy relationship otherwise. But we are in a monogamous relationship, and I work hard to fulfill all of his needs. Now, he's loving and he compliments me as well, but this really bothers me, though. Am I wrong for wanting him to stop? And is he wrong for making me feel like I'm tripping? Okay, so first, let's define monogamy so we know what we're talking about. Because words and their meanings are important. You have to know what it is and what it's not. So, if you get your knowledge from Wikipedia, you may believe monogamy is a form of relationship in which an individual has only one partner during their lifetime. Now, if Merriam-Webster Dictionary is your guide, they define monogamy as the state or practice of having only one sexual partner at a time. Now, Google says it's the practice or state of being married to one person at a time. So now, how do you define monogamy? Take a second and think about it. It seems as it's an act, but not a feeling. So you can be monogamous, but it seems like you can feel something else. So were we taught properly what monogamy is? Could the definition set false expectations? Or do those expectations just come from a place of insecurity? Nowhere could I find where it's described as liking, loving, being attracted to, or desiring only one person. And many people really have a hard time accepting that attraction towards other people is natural. You can be the most monogamous person in the world and still be naturally, innocently attracted to in every way to someone besides your mate without flirting or intent. For you, are those natural feelings considered cheating, friend? Does the thought of your partner having those feelings make you feel insecure or jealous? Do you have feelings towards other people? Do you find other people attractive whether you acknowledge or address it at all? Relationship expectations or relationships goals, they have to first be defined clearly and then realistic and attainable like any other goal in order to be achieved. And y'all just have to be on the same page with words and agreements, love. Are you comfortable with the fact that your partner may choose to be with you and love you, but he's attracted to other people because other people out here are attractive? How realistic or problematic are your expectations? We have to ask ourselves these serious questions. How realistic is my relationship goal? And how attainable is it with the person that I'm currently with? What the hell am I willing to do or deal with to achieve this relationship goal? And we have to just dig in and see how we really feel, because ultimately at the end of the night, you have to go to sleep with this decision and with this person. So I can give you all the opinions in the world, but you have to ultimately choose the answer in your soul. I can tell you not to be bothered by it, but you are already bothered by it. So what really matters is that you acknowledge your true feelings. If it makes you uncomfortable, it's an uncomfortable situation. And you deserve peace within by all means. Like, how you expect to win when you don't have peace within? So acknowledge it. Then process the response that he gives you after you've told him how much it bothers you. He will either stop or he'll continue. But then at that point, you have to decide if this feeling of uncomfortableness is something that you can deal with in order to maintain the relationship. Is this a lesson or an opportunity for you to grow? Or is this something that you must walk away from? Now, your feelings are your own, and they don't need justification or validation from any other external sources, love. Use your heart. That's your guide. Now, I'm not saying make a decision today, but it's definitely something to think about. And it's okay if you need a minute. Listen, I have to go anyway, friends, but I promise I'll be back soon, and make sure you tune in. This is the Heart to Heart Relationship Podcast. Always follow your heart. I'm your host, Just Plain Selfish. And remember, you can join the conversation, leave feedback, or have your issue addressed and answered on our show. Submit any inquiries to me at justplainselfish@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow the show on all social media. On social media, you can find us at Heart2HeartRTS. So that's Heart2HeartRTS on all social media. Tune in, friends, and have a great day.